next on the 5 o'clock report.
I think that they're doing everything they can to keep us and the people of Japan safe.
We have a vicious cycle of bad actors who do things, no accountability.
It's a delightful chore because we all love candy.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The eyes of the world on Japan today with the launch of the 2021 Summer Olympics. The opening ceremony now over with the Olympic flame lit by tennis player Naomi Osaka. Organizers say only about 950 VIPs, government officials, and foreign dignitaries, including First Lady Jill Biden, were cleared to be inside Olympic Stadium in Tokyo. The First Lady thanked Team USA for their hard work.
You've given up so much to be here. You sacrificed time with friends and pushed yourself harder than you thought you could. You doubted and dreamed and dug deep.
Olympics in the time of COVID have some significant and noticeable changes from the norm. Correspondent Mike Bauer.
Athletes at the Tokyo Olympics will put their medals around their own necks to protect against spreading the coronavirus. They will be presented to the athlete on a tray, and then the athlete will take the medal, him or herself. There will be no handshakes, and there will be no hugs during the medal ceremony. Also, the lack of live audience is one issue NBC is working hard to counteract. The company said it would not pipe in fake crowd noise, but that's a technicality, since the Olympic Broadcasting Service, which provides the video and audio feeds for NBC, is working to create an atmosphere for the athletes so they're not competing without any crowd murmur or presence.
Protesters face off with police outside the stadium today. The anti-games lobby says it wants to save lives. U.S. rowing team member Molly Reckford.
I'm so glad this Olympics can go on. I'm so thankful that we can be here, and I think that they're doing everything they can to keep us and the people of Japan safe.
The U.S. softball team will take on Mexico tomorrow, and the women's soccer team will play New Zealand. To the western U.S., fire crews say 40% of Oregon's bootleg fire has now been contained. COIN's Dan Tinkin says prevention efforts are already in the works.
Oregon State University researcher James Johnson studies wildfire patterns over decades.
As a society, we've made every wrong choice when it comes to dry forests in the American West. We made a choice to log most of the old fire-resistant trees. We made a choice to exclude fire from forests that need fire to thrive. The bill for those decisions has come due.
In the midst of warming temperatures, the head of the Oregon Department of Forestry says two goals have been added nationally to traditional firefighting efforts. They include using fire-resistant landscapes and thinning vegetation around cities and towns, while also thinning forests.
The bootleg fire has been blamed on a lightning strike. The U.S. Justice Department is tackling gun trafficking in five major U.S. cities.
This is a particular tactic, this particular one, which is to work on networks of gun trafficking, which are bringing the guns into the city and try to take those down in order to reduce the number of these illegal guns in the city.
Chicago native USAG Merrick Garland visiting the Windy City this week, yet D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says it's time to crack down on violent criminals.
I'm going to tell you the truth. The real issue is we have a vicious cycle of bad actors who do things, no accountability, and they end up back in community.
Conti urging residents of D.C. to come together following violence in a popular tourist spot where two people were shot.
I want us to make sure that we are reclaiming this community. And my hope is that as we do this, that this reverberates through our city.
The Federal Gun Strike Force Initiative targets New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. It seems like face mask recommendations change all the time, and parents like Rachel are left wondering the best course of action for their children.
It's a tough spot to be in. I feel like there's not enough research for children under 12 or 10. And it's like you don't know what's going to happen when they're older.
The 7-year-old boy says his mom told him to keep wearing the mask even though it's annoying and uncomfortable.
Because COVID can spread a lot.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
In areas that have a high amount of disease and low amounts of vaccination, if you're unvaccinated, you should absolutely be wearing a mask.
California's L.A. County recently reinstated a mask mandate for indoor public areas. To Florida, members of Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Urban Search and Rescue Team being honored as they leave the Surfside collapse site after a month-long deployment.
Providing closure to families was the ultimate test of everybody here, and I think we did our best to do that.
Task Force 2 leader Scott Dean says they've worked 12-hour shifts around the clock since the building collapsed June 24th, killing at least 94 people. And Mississippi's attorney general is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade.
In a brief, Attorney General Lynn Fitch claimed the conclusion that abortion is a constitutional right has no basis in text, tradition, structure, or history. Fitch added the case for overruling is overwhelming. The 1973 landmark decision legalized abortion across the country. The request comes as the Supreme Court will review Mississippi's own ban on most abortions after 15 weeks.
That's Brian Shook reporting. Still to come this Friday, gearing up for a presidential visit in PA, lawmakers call for an opioid state of emergency in New York and making rocks sing.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. After a lovely evening, look for a moonlit sky tonight. Comfortable. Low temperatures, 50s and near 60. Tomorrow looks like a nice day in central New York and central and eastern Pennsylvania. Sunny to partly cloudy, warm, low 80s. Across western New York and western Pennsylvania, the morning is fine with sunshine. Then clouds gather with late day showers and thunder. High temperatures near 80. Be cloudy tomorrow night with some showers and thunder. On Sunday in New York, clouds and a shower give way to some sun. Low 80s. In Pennsylvania, a couple showers and thunderstorms Sunday. High temperatures near 80.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. The White House press office announcing that President Biden will be traveling to Macungie, Pennsylvania this Wednesday. Mr. Biden slated to speak and emphasize the importance of American manufacturing, buying products made in America, and supporting good-paying jobs for American workers. Meanwhile, more than two dozen Democratic state lawmakers are calling on President Biden and Governor Cuomo to declare a state of emergency due to a spike in overdose deaths. Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
A letter was released by State Senator Peter Harkin, the top lawmaker on the Senate Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Committee, who made a similar call earlier this month. The CDC found overdose deaths increased to more than 93,000 amid the COVID-19 pandemic. An emergency declaration would enable state and federal officials to access resources to address the problem, while the state is said to receive billions of dollars from drug makers as part of a nationwide settlement surrounding the opioid crisis. Lawmakers want a broad effort to address overdoses and drug addiction, including an expansion of prevention, treatment, and recovery services, as well as supportive housing and fully staffed crisis intervention centers. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. Speaking of opioids, a Greensburg PA doctor confesses to charges of drug conspiracy, including taking kickbacks. KDKA's Kim Gable.
Thomas Witten pleaded guilty to three federal charges. He ran the Westmoreland Pain Management Center. Witten admitted to taking money from a pharmaceutical company to distribute a powerful narcotic approved to treat cancer pain. But Witten was prescribing it for patients who didn't need the substance, and he billed the insurance companies.
71-year-old Witten could spend up to 10 years in prison. Governor Cuomo has signed off on a new law raising the age of consent for marriage in New York to 18. The legislation removes the ability for 17-year-olds to tie the knot with judicial or parental approval. The governor says the measure is going to protect vulnerable kids from being exploited. The bill, set to take effect within the next 30 days, will apply to any marriage licenses issued after that date. And next at 5, we hit the trail at Ringing Rocks Park, east of Allentown, PA. Bucks County's Kevin Spencer gives us a tour.
So as you walk down the pathway here, Ringing Rocks is about 165 acres, mostly wooded. But you'll walk down the trail. There's a pretty good loop trail we have that will take you around through the woods. Actually, if you continue on the trail, we'll take you down towards, I believe it's one of the largest and highest waterfalls in Bucks County. But one of the most unique features, hence the name of the park, Ringing Rocks, as you're walking along that trail, you will see a large field of boulders, and it's just wide open in the middle of a wooded forest.
It's a geology student's dream. Everyone wants to know, how did the rocks get here? But what's the one essential tool you need to bring?
One of the absolute must-have tools when you come to Ringing Rocks is pack a small hammer. As you begin to pike out and tap on some of the rocks, you'll notice that each one makes a very unique and distinct ringing noise. There have been a number of people that have studied the rocks, studied the metallic composition of the rocks, trying to figure out why these rocks ring. What I can tell you is the specific rocks are part of what is known as the Olivine Diabase rock formation, which essentially is a band of some rocks that essentially weaves its way through certain areas of southeastern Pennsylvania. And the county's blessed to have this particular rock formation right through the middle of one of our parks.
Nate, so Kevin, what do people do when they come? Do we need to bring any particular type of shoes? And this is a great picnic spot, so should we bring a lunch and maybe some insect repellent?
Yeah, so in the parking area, we do have several picnic tables. You'll have the opportunity, if you want to pack a picnic lunch, to eat right there. You could always bring your picnic lunch with you as you walk down the trail. You're definitely going to want some sunscreen. You're definitely going to want some insect repellent. The hammer, as we talked about already, is a must-have. Make sure you're wearing good, sturdy walking shoes. No flip-flops, no high heels. That's not going to work real well. But you wear a good pair of sturdy hiking shoes. Sneakers will work fine. Just make sure that they're a good, sturdy walking shoe. As the rocks are very uneven, as you climb through them, you'll be using your hands, your feet, and working your way across the boulder field.
Yeah, these are boulders. These are not little rocks. These are not a foot wide.
Some of these rocks are probably easily, at least from what you can see above the ground, some of them are probably easily 6 to 8 feet or larger. There's some smaller ones. There's some larger ones. One of the things you'll notice, depending on the size, depending on how it sits on other rocks, they all make different noises and different sounds.
I'm thinking, wouldn't it be cute to have Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something done with a couple people with their hammers using the rocks as the instruments? That must be F, and you're G, and you're...
Tracy, we have actually had people here, a full percussion group or an orchestra, that played a concert here on this very boulder field. I heard it was quite amazing.
That's Bucks County's Director of Operations, Kevin Spencer. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street closing out with a volatile week with new records. All three major indexes hit record closes, with McDonald's and Visa helping boost the Dow above 35,000. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 238 points, the S&P 500 added 44, and the NASDAQ gained 152 points. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more, online at ambassadoradvisors.com. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Are you expecting the unexpected? That may seem like a contradiction, but expecting the unexpected is crucial to your financial health and stability. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. I'm talking about being financially prepared when you face an expense you didn't know was coming. Let me give you an example. Your car could break down next week. You're not expecting that in particular, but you know that cars break down sometimes. So do home appliances. These kinds of expenses are almost inevitable. You may not know exactly what's going to happen or when, but sooner or later, some unexpected thing that costs money is going to occur. That's why it's wise to set money aside regularly in savings, so that when the unexpected happens, you're ready and can handle it without having to go into debt. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiak.
Roland made the announcement.
We are excited to usher in the next era of professional baseball in Cleveland as the Cleveland Guardians.
The name change comes after the team went by the Indians' nickname for more than 100 years. To the Olympics, the first medals of these games up for grabs starting tomorrow in Tokyo or late tonight in the U.S. Medals will be awarded in several disciplines, including archery, bicycling, fencing, shooting, and weightlifting. The U.S. is once again looking to rewrite the record book. Team USA won 120 total medals at the 2016 Rio Games, including 46 gold. That's the most ever for a non-boycotted Olympic. It also marked just the seventh time in history leading every medal category and the first since 1948. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've got the makings for a nice start to the weekend. Here are the details after a lovely evening. Look for a moonlit sky tonight. Comfortable. Low temperatures, 50s and near 60. Tomorrow looks like a nice day in central New York and central and eastern Pennsylvania. Sunny to partly cloudy, warm, low 80s. Across western New York and western Pennsylvania, the morning is fine with sunshine. Then clouds gather with late day showers and thunder. High temperatures near 80. Be cloudy tomorrow night with some showers and thunder. On Sunday in New York, clouds and a shower give way to some sun, low 80s. In Pennsylvania, a couple showers and thunderstorms Sunday, high temperatures near 80.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, the York State Fair is back in PA. The fair opening today after facing a COVID cancellation last year. Many food items will be judged at Horticulture Hall. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
It's a delightful chore because we all love candy, no matter what kind it is.
Robert Fitzke and his sister Gloria Carter tasked with judging 50 pieces of candy to decide on the best recipe.
You may have three or four entries that are really, really close, and you've got to make a decision on texture and taste.
Robert and Gloria tell WGAL their parents started an area candy store, so people come to them for advice.
People go away and they bring us candy to taste from other states.
It's a tough job. The York State Fair will run from today through August 1st. That's the world we live in this 23rd of July. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
The 5 o'clock report was sponsored in part by Phil Jones Seedway, farm partner of Arkport, New York. They provide vegetative wildlife.